This week we're going to have shear tomorrow here. And then we won't have a Thursday because some people are going to be away for, and then we'll resume Monday and Tuesday in the base measures in the third floor, first hall. Yes, on Monday and Tuesday, and that'll measure them. Okay, so we'll have hopefully 26 packets, couple of. Okay, so.
Yeah.
You should know, all my packets are mechuvan with the numbers.
I once started seeing the echo me over there, how far I can actually go. I can't find anything for
19-year cycle.
That's not good.
Mops or cotton?
Mops or cotton.
Yeah, so I only do packets, communion, things that I know of mechuvan. Yeah. Like the Chav Bet 22, Chav Bey's Osios of the Aleph Bey's. And,
I feel like
what could be the 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
22
years.
This
year. No, every year.
Every year. If you include both days.
Okay. So, one important... important topic in Hilchas Challah. In fact, one of my Talmidim just called me from out of town. He was looking to give a hechsher on a bagel place. And the shaila of, you know, Hafrashas Challah, that's who's going to be mafrish the challah, because you need somebody to be mafrish challah on a regular basis. And there's not always a bagel place is not going to be like a fleishik restaurant that has a mashkiach tamidi. And how do you do that, and what's the... So what's the concept of shlichus by Truma? Where is it from? Elavim, page 1. Tzabe Aleimor, Madal Hem, Kisichu, Beis, Bnei Yisrael, Zamaise, Neshaz, Nesati, Lachem, Eitom, Benachalaschem, Varimosi, Menu, Truma, Sashem, Maaseh, Menamaseh. Nechshav, Lachem, Trumoschem, Kadogon, Menagorim, Kamoyam, Menachal, Kein, Tarimu, Gam, Atem. So Gam Atem says the Gemara Kedushin here on page 2, Amar Krog Atem Gam Atem L'Rabos as HaShaliach. That not only you will be Mafrish, the owner, but Gam, even the Shaliach.
Why would you need a Pasuk
on this? Maybe you think it's only in the Bailam to do. So this is one of the sources for shlichus. It's only because you know that they're shlichus, but how do you know they're shlichus? So
you also know from Korban Pesach, right?
Yeah, right.
Shochat to Asar Kol Kahal Adas Yisroel.
Yeah. And then later on the Omer on page 2 here, called Memalef Omer Beis, the verse says, Domav Yana Gamatem Matem B'nei Bris Av Shluchochem B'nei Bris. That just like you're B'nai Bris, you're Jewish, so the Shliach has to be a B'nai Bris. So if you have a non-Jew, they cannot serve as a Shliach. So they're Shlichas. But Shlichas means that you have to be Memana. You have to appoint the person as a Shliach. But the question is like this. We have a concept in Halacha called Zechiyah. Zochen la'odim shalom b'fanav. So it means I could do something for you if it's a zchus shalom b'fanav, which means there's no minui by zchir. But since it's a good thing, I don't need a minui. Right? So the question is, what if you would, the person is working in the bakery and he didn't get a minui. He didn't get a minui. Now, why didn't he get a minui? Well, some hold maybe because you need a minui after it's already bal olam. And in other words, he didn't bake it yet, so maybe there's no minui until after it's baked. So there was no minoy. So could we say, let it be mafrish, we didn't zochen l'odom, shalom b'fanav. Could you do such a thing? Because, and it's a positive thing, you're making the food edible.
But except you're taking away from the volume of the dough.
Oh.
So that's not a, that might be a chiyuv, not a zchus.
Right, so that's going to question. On one hand, it's a positive thing, because you're masakin the isa. On the other hand, like Rabbi Hess was saying, that maybe since in terms of the...
If you took too generously, I can see it, but somebody has to take something.
Right.
That shouldn't make any difference.
Right.
You're
so
missing
that,
a kazayas from that barrel of dough.
Right.
Maybe
so
still a chovin la lo'odom.
Right, is that called chovin? Because you take... In other words, usually when you're zochen la'odom shalom b'fanav, means you're giving the person more assets. Now, you picked something up in a hefker, and you have in mind, I don't want it, I want it to pick it up on behalf of my friend. And he should be... So he's getting more assets. So that's chus. But the question is, what about if something is... it's not total chus. What's the story? I mean, this also is relevant, you know, for Ger Katan. That the zochen l'odom shalom b'fanav, even though over there, you know, the chiyuvim. In other words, it's not only, you're not just getting assets, you're now obligating him in tarig mitzvahs. So you see maybe from there that the concept of zchus means if in general it's a good thing, that's, you know, that's, so that's the question. Can I go ahead and be mafrish? Can I go ahead and be mafrish from somebody's isa, even though there was no minoy? Because you say zochel adam shalom b'fanav on hafrashas challah. So the Truma Sadeshin here on page 3, Sheila. Isha balas habayis lo shalom misharesta shalom isa. So the maid, she made the dough.
A Jewish maid.
Yeah, he made the dough. V'holcha l'chutz kodim shefrisha challah. And the balabasta, she had to run an errand. So she left the house. V'kodim shechazra, in the meantime, nischamtza ha'isa kol tzarcha. So it was totally fermented. And the problem is, if we're going to wait any longer to keep it in the isa form and not bake it, it'll get ruined. So could the, and l'chatchila, he's supposed to be mafrish mina isa. So could the, and there were no cell phones in those days, so she can't just call up the balabasta in the store and say, can you be mimani me a shliach to be mafrish? So what could she do? Could she take her own initiative and be mafrish or not? Because the shechazer nischam sa isa called tzarcha, she tisha od shalot tofa tiskalkel ha isa. Veshvil kach rotsa b'shareses lafa shachal b'liv yishos balas habay. Shari lemember hochi olo. That was the question. So says the Truma Sadeshin, yire teshapir dami lemember hochi. You're allowed to. She can take the initiative. The kevan de miskalkela sa isa schusulo lebalas habayis. And maybe, you know, if you leave it out a little bit longer,
sure,
it will still be okay. But it's a chashash. Still, that's a schus. Because kevan deregilusu lefamim shebalas habayis nosenetz rushus lemashareses lafishcha afilu b'faneha. Because a lot of times we know that she's mafrish even when the balabust is home. She tells the maid, you must be mafrish for me. Chay yeshel koch lasu shliach, it is a yivamus. Yeah, so that's what the That's what the Truma Sadeshin says. Yes.
But that's only
if there's a kilkul. No? If there was no kilkul? If there would be no
kilkul,
so then she could wait. Then we would say, let her wait till the balabasta comes home.
Oh, okay.
In other words, the kilkul is that if you leave it isif. In other words, and even though we know the halacha is that if you bake it, you can still be mafish after, but that's not the lechatchila.
In the first footnote here, he quotes that the Rama didn't mention kilkul in the Bach.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. That's the truth. And this is quoted in the Rama on page 5. Says the Ramah, says the Shulchan Aruch on page 5, Eim afrishin chala below rishus bal ha'isa. So you have to have rishus. But says the Ramah, Im yadin edzikus l'bal ha'isa, kegon shahaysa ha'isa miskalkelas, mutter litol chala below rishus. Zachar l'adam shalom b'vara. So you can do it.
And it's
going to
based on
Shumas Adesh, yeah. Famous arrests should be based. You call a little chal below shuso. Came in the regilus of the famous shabbos. Otherwise, no sentence for reshus. The second heter. The first heter is when there's a kilkul. The second heter is even if there's no kilkul, but she knows that she
done it in the past.
Normally does it in the past. So. Then it says the mechaber miu im noshin rishus laacher lahafrish afil bo dekemach moel afal pisha dain lo nischayev. But if you gave rishus for someone else to be mafrish, even though it's he gave rishus when it was kemach, now we know in kemach he can't be mafrish. Moel afal pisha dain lo nischayev. So that is good enough. You could still be mafresh.
What's a svara now? Is there a svara now?
He himself can't be.
It doesn't exist. Can you give...
Yeah, but you can make a shliach if it doesn't exist.
Well, you can't do it. You can't make a
shliach. Yeah, in other words, Rabbi Harari saying the Gemara says, kol nosed iu lo matzi ovish, shliach lo matzi mashvi. Right? So Chari, you shouldn't be allowed to, because... So what does the Shach say? Aval pisha dain lo nischai mishum dekol mokom yesh biyodo lahavi isa v'lom isa zute chala al kemach sheyeh nilosh. Right. In other words, we're going to see Tosis in Ozzy discusses this. Let's take a look. I think it's in this packet or did I put it in the next packet? There's a Tosis in Ozzy that I think I put in the next packet. It's in the next packet of why, what's that based on? Because maybe like Rabbi Harari says, that it's not the old woman, and if you can't do it yourself, you can't do it. So that's going to be the Tosafot of Nozir. I think that will be in tomorrow's pack.
I was wondering about the tradition of Kisim before. The tradition is that Chia was not a mitzvah, but the style of the Chia was still going to be ruined. Not necessarily on a mitzvah.
Right, in other words, we want the Chala to, in other words, it's a discuss, because the mice, it'll get ruined.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So then just do it afterwards.
Yeah.
So after,
you
right. You're doing it in the Chathila way. In other words, that Chathila of not waiting, on what you can say, just bake it, and then when the woman comes home, the balabasta come home, she'll be mafresh from the bake. So obviously,
they would have to bake it
because it's getting ruined.
If you leave it
in the Issa form, it's going to get ruined.
Right.
So you have to bake it. So we have a time constraint. So we can't just wait till this lady comes home from her shopping. So we have to do it right away. So either the Bishareses does it right away, or he bakes it and the woman will do it later, but then it won't be the Lechatchila. So which way? So the Shulchan Aruch says that to get, like Rabbi Alter says, that to get the lechatchila of Afrashim and Aisa, we will allow you to rely on the Zochim. You have some Issa there, see? Yeah. Some dough in the... we didn't discuss donuts?
Apple fritter.
We didn't discuss that, maybe you should, okay. About things that you're going to... You're not going to bake, you're going to fry, and things. That's the whole other discussion. Maybe we should have, okay, whatever. Hey, Munach. Oh, so the Truma Sadashin says, if you weren't appointed a shliach, and the Bala Basta asked the Bishareses to make a Issa, then she went out to, on a shopping spree, and she's not going to come home till later, and now if they're not mafrish now, it's going to get ruined. You can bake it now, but baking to be mafrish from Minaofa is only, it's not l'chatchila, it's all to put down, so she can be mafrish chal midin zachen la'odam shalom afanah. That was the Truma Sadashin. So the famous Ktzais argues with this Truma Sadashin on page 8. This is Yeshivish Ktzais. Even if you never learn Tilchas Chaskala, you know, you do this Ktzais. Truma Sadashin, Isha Balas Habayis, Lashalot, Mesharesh Shalom, Isha Mahocha Lachutz, Kodim Shefri Shechala, Kodim Shechazra, Tzchamtza Ha'isa, Otocha Shimod Masha, לא טוב את קלקל איסה, שיוקח רוצה בשרש את מפש חלה בלי רשוס מה לבייס, שרון לבד הכי או לא, תשובה, so he says it's mutter, that was the whole Truma Sadashin. Now let's see what the Ktzos time is. So he says on page 9, keep going down, a quarter of the way down it says omnom. אני אז דאי דתוסס רעש ולא סביר לי הוכי, אני מדרום. נברא לו את תום שלו, של חבר צריך דעס או לא. ימין כן זכות שלו קשה לי, דעש שליח וזה לא מדין. Yeah. So he says, keep going. יש לו תום שלו, של חבר שאני, דו בין שלוח ולא דאי דו. תום שלו, של חבר, כן, שאינו בלכי, לא בין שליח וסו. אם כן, אם כן. So אם בהיים שרסת, בפרשת חל, של בלבייס, אין מזה בשום זכות. Because you have to have more assets. A mezake something for you, a tangible item. A mezake chayfitz l'ploni. A mezake get l'ishto. The zocha you should beget. Or be mafish mishalo. So it's, if the bar mishareses has her own isa, and she's going to be mafish on her isa and the other isa, then the Baal Bais is not losing out any Issa, so that's for sure it's chus. Al mafish shel Baal Bais, ain't says chus. Al nichusa, nika v'shlichus lav mitaros nichusa, v'vina l'daitchem dafka, and it's not a, you're not being mezakeh a chayfetz. For he says, v'am l'asha kos of Truma Sadashin m'kul kul Issa, hashiv chus, lo hevanti. Like, I'm achata. So he is asking the question, what's the chus? You can do it afterwards. After you bake it, have a the mitzvah to be Issa. I'll call the laser of my eyes. So he wasn't concerned about the, you know, that it's more lechatchila because you can do it. Yeah. So he says that. So he says he doesn't think of okay, he's getting off, okay, Nira, Lahachmir, Shalot Tafish, Amisharestis, Ba'atzma. So he argues with the Truma Sadashin. He thinks he shouldn't do it because the way it's by quoted, yeah, he shouldn't do it.
This is the famous Meya Gambolo.
Yeah. This is the famous thing it's called, Rav Shecht always likes to call it the question of Zachen Le'odam, not Zachen Meya Gambolo. So Rav Shecht always phrases it.
That would be totally on whether
it's a chiyuv kam shlichus
or not.
No. So the Sefer Marcus Chaim. The question is, like Rav Shechtel formulated, zochin le'adam. What about zochin me'adam? So in this piece here, Rav Shechtel said the same thing. But this piece of Marcus Chaim, he says that it's totally on the chiyuv mitam shlichus or not, because if chiyuv mitam shlichus, then just like a shliach can be mafrish, right? Even though he's losing out on the Issa, so too, you can do shliach, because shliach is mitam shliach. So if you have shliach, you can have shliach. But if you say that Ski is a different thing, it has to be a Zchus, then you can Taina, then maybe not. Maybe it's not a Zchus if you're taking away some of his of his Kala to give to the Kohen. And that's his whole Yisod here of how you should Paskin, whether Ski is Mitam Shlichus or not.
Sometimes up the Chachmei Ashkenaz, but he called it Taisus before. Taisus.
Yeah. In other words, there's a big question like this: is the key of mitam shlichus? In other words, what is shlichus? Shlichus means there was a minui. The key is the chiddush is: if a good thing, you don't even need a minui. So is that a separate parsha, or is that a shlichus without minoy, but it's still under the rubric of shlichus? Wasn't that mina for like a cotton? Can you zaka zaka the cotton or not? Because if you hold zchia is mitam shlichus, ain't shlichus the cotton. But if zchia is a separate parsha, then it could work even for a cotton. Be the rice. That's the question about gear cotton, because gear cotton is based on zaka l'adam shalom b'fanah.
Begins by saying,
right. So that works out good. Because then he's, as was Marcus Chaim said, or Shechter said, that if it's mitam shlichus, so then a shliach could do all types of things for a person, even if it's not total shlichus. It can be may adam also, but everyone agrees a shliach can be mafish chal. Question is, could you do a fresh challah through zchia? It means there was no minui.
So the ger cotton is of zchia?
So the Gemara says beferish is zchia. So Tosus asks if zchia is
mitam shlichus. It's not an open-ended benefit. Really? It's not a benefit for the child.
Why?
Yeah.
So the big thing in this world, in this day and age, this is the $100 million question, is if the, and this is the question of every day school in the United States deals with this question. And what if the parents are not from? So the question is it a schus? And they don't have children, they want to adopt, they want to convert. So they want to get cotton. So is that considered a zchia? Or do we say, if you're not going to be from, it's not a zchia? Might as well not be Jewish. Because if you'll be Jewish, you'll be punished. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah.
Even if he is.
This is the new question of the century, of the day schools deal with. Of letting kids in, especially out of town. I mean, but plenty in town also. But you have so many cases of, parents that are not so observant, that they adopt a kid. And usually in the adoption market today, it's very hard to adopt a Jewish kid. The adoption market today, you get Korean, you get all types, but to adopt Jewish kids is not... I remember somebody once called me up to help me find a kid. He didn't want to adopt a non-Jewish. He wanted to get a Jewish kid. And I don't know if he ever found... He was calling people to try to see if he could find somebody. Yeah. Yeah.
Rabbi Berman, I think, wrote every rabbi in the United States.
Rabbi who?
Rabbi Saul Berman.
Saul Berman, yeah. But he.
Two of his adopted kids are Jewish.
But even if the kid is born from parents, if a kid is converted by from parents, it's still not a zechia for him to be Magaya.
Well, Gemara says it is.
Yes.
Look at all the bad things the Shulchan Aruch says on Hilchos Geras that you're supposed to tell, and the Gemara says you're supposed to tell a potential ger. The Jewish people have been persecuted.
Right. So Rav Soloveitchik, he was of the opinion if it's not from, that it's not a not a schus, so people like...
Why is the difference?
Follow that. And Rav Moshe held not that way.
President of a certain day school, we mentioned president of a day school, took the position that the fact that a kid is admitted to his day school is no proof that he's Jewish. When it comes to chasanis, he says, the fact that he went to a day school is proof that he's Jewish.
Right. So, but this is the, this is like a big question. Which way do you hold on this topic? Is being Jewish a schus, even if you're not going to be from? Or being Jewish is a schus only if you're going to be from?
The Rav held the Chumrah only if you're going to be from.
For Moshe, held not that way.
But what is the, what's the, again, what's the svara that that being a from
Jewish... I can
say
names, I don't say names.
No, what's the schus of even... Just if you're supposed to discourage gerus, where's this course? You have to say you have to be bakalos or bakamuros and this and that. Where's this course?
But like I realized, the verse says it's this course. You got up this morning, you put on tefillin, it's this course.
Okay.
Ah, it's all not right. Easy.
Right.
Well, you know, Rav Moshe said the worst thing that happened in America is that people said shver sudai to you. So he's right, it is. It's hard to be a Jew, but it's still a schus. Moshe said that's why all these immigrants came to America and their children aren't from, because they had the attitude of Shreya Sazayin.
Even though they sacrificed.
Yeah. Rav David Feinstein said this over, I think, the Shloshim. Rav David's not a big public speaker. But for the Shloshim, he spoke at MTJ.
And Father Shloshim.
His father Shloshim. He once spoke in Lamport Auditorium. That was like Yotzei Min HaKlal. Were you there in 96? When Rav David spoke in Lamport? 96.
What, for the high school?
Yeah, 96. Okay. I can tell you everything. After the,
off the record.
But he spoke for the thing, and he said, "But I'm zogin green to zayin yin. Green means it's easy to be a Jew."
I don't understand.
Well, he spoke in I went when I was in college. I was in Professor Hoffman's Yiddish class.
Over here?
Yeah, sure. I was in his class. He taught for many years. So we went on a class trip to the Yiddish theater, and the production was the Shver zu Zayin Yid. That was the Shver zu Zayin Yid was the name of the play that he took us to. And then afterwards we met with the actors, and he knew the script better than the actors. He was asking, "How come you said this, but in the script it says But this Shaila, you know, is like the, and this is not only ramifications of which day schools will allow kids in, but it's a ramification when they get married. There's so many, you know, of gayers, and it's not simple. What can I tell you? Now, so one of my Talmidim out of town, he had a problem because he wanted to give a heksher. I don't know if we ever, recently he was calling about a bagel store, and there wasn't going to be a yid there to be mafresh challah, and what could you do? So I was looking into this. So,
is there an issur to eat challah for someone he sold it? There's an issur for me to eat it without being mafresh, if I have no idea.
That's
terrible.
The owner is not there.
Is there for someone who buys it
So they would have non-Jewish people working in the store. But a non-Jewish person can't be...
Yeah, and the Jew owns it, so it is chayav.
Yeah.
Is there a halacha of any issur for somebody to eat?
They want to give a heksher in the store.
No, he's trying to...
I'm asking,
so go ahead and be mafresh yourself, you're saying?
No, I was saying, no. Does that transfer
all? They eat the shaykh, they eat.
But you can't give a heksher in a bagel store if they're not being mafresh challah.
He has a chiyuv to do it, and he's a vatal mitzvah.
Yeah.
So the I'm the buyer. The hashkafah for the buyer.
Right.
Is there any?
So I'm assuming, especially if you're going to give a hechsher on it. You can't give a hechsher and then you wear a mafresh challah. So we're still in the process, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky here in the Derech Emuna. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So on page 18, take a look. It says like this: Av shluchachem b'nei bris. V'mabaylim hiskimu al hafrosha. So say, for example, the goy was mafresh. So that's no good, right? It's not, goy can't be a shliach. But what if the baylim or maskim al hafrosha, achar shehagoy hifrish, havi ki'ilu habaylim hifrishim. But what do you mean, ki'ilu habaylim? There's no shlichus. Umahani vavitrumi kanul haba, nishas haskamoso. So he says that it will work when he finds out there was a guy's mafish, and then that he tells us, he calls up the owner and says, I was mafish. So how does it work? So he says, it's good. What do you mean it's good? So look here at page 19 in the bottom, he explains it. The Derech Emuna, what's Rav Chaim Kanievsky, hey, Divrei Yerushalmi. We'll see. So you shall be. The masha ain't moa hafrosh ta'akum afsha. So shliachu midim shliachu shein shliachu la'akum. Aval miskimu habaylim achakach hafrosh ta'akum. Harehu ki'ilu hifrishu habaylim moa. Vavitruma mishas haskamosu mikanu lahaba. Yeah. There was. He's saying I was mafreshit, and now the baylim is maskim. Like the Harari said, you only need machshava. So now the Bailim know about it. So they have kavana that this should be challah. Not midin that you were mafresh it, but midin now that I know about it, my machshava. Let that be challah. V'yesh omim duha din, im omim mitchila, ma'asher yafresh ha'akum hazeh, l'shem challah yezeh yechala demoel, mishum de'ein lo din shlichas al kila ba'abayis kor l'shem l'achar lamed yom. Because whenever you'll be mafish, I'm asking. But not midin shlichus. Midin that kriya shem. Eizah shayach ledin breira. Kevin shiritzona sheyochol achakach. It's not like I wanted to be chal l'mafreya, so it's not a din breira. Like Rabbi Mordechai Willis says, breira is retroactive.
Retroactive clarification.
Yeah. So, but here it's not a retroactive.
But even at the Rabbanan, you can say Yesh Breira even.
Yeah, but right. Here it's a guy.
Uh-huh.
Here it's a guy.
Right.
Yesh Breira
is
Rabbanan. This
whole thing is Rabbanan.
Right. But it's a guy. So it can't work midin the Shlichas, but it maybe can work midin the Yediyah of the Balabayas, Mikanu Lahaba. So that would help with this fellow's case.
Why? What do you mean Mikanu Lahaba?
Meaning, he's Mafrish, so that means nothing. But now he calls up the Balabayas and says, I'm just with Mafresh.
Yeah.
And the Balabayas says, oh, very good. So now
the piece that you took will now be the
so now it'll be
Chala. Will now be the Chala for everything.
That's right. Called Kriya Shem, right.
Right.
That's
Kriya Shem.
That's only one batch. That he has to call after every batch.
Or after all the batches.
Yeah, okay. So that's... I am Shur Chasam Sofer, Mashikosov, the Milo Moel Shlichus Goy, Okoponim Mitam Breira. Why does it work with the Breira? Because whatever you will be mafish, I'm maskim, and it should be working with my freya. Malovi tam shlichel kiim kimeisa kol. Okay, but that was one possibility. If you seem like that, then he had other eitzes, maybe that the challah bread, when the machine is cutting the bread, maybe it leaves part of it back. But we didn't fully work it out yet. But I was looking into this idea because of that shaila. And that's a Yerushalmi here, on page 15, going on to page 16. Eda goyos ha-shlich of Yisrael, Yisi Rav Oshaya, Maslisim Seilei Rav Yuham, Yishim Gomeyam, Maim Yirta goy ha-zeh shalom litron peirosim eina torim, Yim Rav Tzad Torem, Rav Abba Omer b'mamin al yodo. B'mamin al yodo. He trusts him, Rashi says, the Pnei Moshe says, V'lo yahach alav b'shlichesu, ala b'mamin ha-makum maskim al yodo shal Yisrael. Shabbat Dakin Rosa Ha'akum Maskim Amash Yisrael Osir Tom Perosov Avetrumus. So it's not that, you know, it's not Truma, it's not Shlichus. But his Mamin Al Yodo. So therefore he's masking to what the guy did, so then it works. Not midin shlichus, but midin, like you said, the kriya shame.
That has to occur after the approach was made, right?
Yeah.
The kriya shame.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the Chasam Sofi on page 20. He has the question, Am I lo moel shlichus goy, al kol panim b'tam breira? Shehu var adova shal zeh hayamach. In other words, whatever the goy will be mafish, it's who we're afraid that that's what the balabayis was choshev on. So it should work with mafreya. The glo gora me omer kol shem yitrom hat kof yetruma. Yishlom zmanom breira inochanami moel. Avalom b'tam shlichus kim kimayse kof. Nav gimil in So it says in the Chanami it'll work. But so that's what he summarizes here in the end, that on page 21, Hamasharas is Harugil Shabayla, no sentence of Shus Lafamil Afish Chala, Yisham Shichol Al Olam Afish, Afil Shalom Midas Bailam. So that's one thing. If she always is masking, then you don't need by them.
This is Mishra,
this is
this.
Yeah.
The same guy, original guy. Yeah.
Yesh omrim davke sheish chashash et tiskalkel. Because then it's with kuf. Kol ha-mishras ha-avish, yesh b'chalkim she-bemeshach yimei shavu, yichol ha-avish keim she-regilu b'kach. אבל בערב שבת שני אנשים להקפיד להפיש מעצמו ולטופש בלי רשות בעל הבית. כל לפי העניין הקמה מקפדת בעל הבית, להפיש בעצמו ולא ידי משרסס. So it could be, like he writes here, in footnote of Zion, how the Slechem said, הכל טוב לפי העניין. במוגם שאישה מקפדת ביוסף ונחשב לא מחיב להפיש, יש לו מדיוסף זכוסו לו לטופש בעצמו. Feel this kalkal isa. You made him a better. He's from the Yosef Naicha. He can isa me a fresh kal. So that's the question. Which is more? What does she want? The isa shouldn't be mechalkel, or she should be mafish. So you have these coolers.
So if she's marked, then she can let the guy let the florists bake it first, and then she'll take from the bake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the question. What's right. So the Chzos HaChoshen is not, it's not brought lahalacha. It's not lahalacha. It's the Trumas Hadeshin that's brought lahalacha. And if you want to claim that it's totally on the Shaila of, like Rav Shechter said, the Machas Chaim say, whether Yesh Chiyam Yitam Shlichus or not. Because If it's chiyuv mitam shlichus, then the shliach can be mafish chale, even though it's the Baal Bais is not getting extra assets, he's losing assets. But nonetheless, the shluchos of all mikimoso. And then it can work even for a katan.
Then it
wouldn't
work.
No, shluchos said it wouldn't work, yeah. Then it wouldn't work for a katan. You need it. And that's the...
So if you hold zechiyah all mikimoso shluchos, you have to rely on the goyal column.
Yeah, that's one possibility. That was one. We didn't conclude what he should really do yet, but this was one possibility. If you say like this,
does the guy have to call him, or can the guy say, "I'm at 10 o'clock. I'm going to be at 10 o'clock. I'm going to take."
Well, can he just tell him beforehand that?
Tell him beforehand. Yeah.
Tell him beforehand that it's like
10 o'clock, and then it's 10:15. I'll pull his shin.
Yeah. Or it's like a chalamet.
Or I will do it whenever you'll take.
Whenever you take, I'm asking.
I'm asking.
Where do we see that?
That sounds a little hard.
Yeah.
And that award for love me times shlichus.
By the way, what about shlichus for a katan,
What?
What do you say about shlichus for a katan? I mean, they're a bond, and we do say they're shlichus for a katan.
Well, what?
What about for a katan to do this?
For the katan to be mafish.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like a goy.
If it's mishum shlichus, then
yeah. I mean, so Karden can't be a shliach.
It's not me derabanan. It's his file, no.
No, that's zchiyah.
That's only
zchiyah. Maybe me derabanan.
Zchiyah. Oh,
yeah, that's the gemara above mitzvah.
Okay, that's my only man to remember.
First part of mitzvah.
Yeah.